Well, I'm delighted to be here with you guys. I'm Nick Kennicott, for those who don't know me. I am not from Georgia, but I live there and have for the last 13 years or so. Glad to be here. There's about 7 or 8 of you that I've had in my home. Some of the guys in this room, honestly, are some of my heroes of the faith. And Chris Powell also is here. I had to go before him, before he tried to convert us all to socialism of the Canadian type. And I'm happy to see Steve Graham here to show us that the elderly can still look good in skinny jeans. I actually have a 10-minute video I wanted to show. It's up for an Academy Award, but I don't have enough time. So we'll send it out with the next prayer report, and you can watch that. It's a video we made last year about our work in Nigeria. I'll give you a little background very quickly on Nigeria and how we got involved in that and what we've been doing for the past 7 years now. Nigeria has the largest population of any of the countries in Africa, with 180 million people. Nigeria has the 24th largest GDP in the world. 70% of their economy is produced is from their crude oil production. They have the third largest city in the world with 22 million people, Lagos, Nigeria. And it's also the most corrupt nation in the world. It's a great thing to be voted for. Much of their economy is based on the black market, so you are forced to do business on the black market there if you want fuel in your car or to exchange currency and things of that nature. The federal government actually has a line item in their budget. 10% of it is earmarked for corruption. It's on their federal budget. At least they're honest about it. Nigeria is made up of more than 70 different tribes and languages, but the official language is English, although it's that strange English from Great Britain, because they colonized them up until about 40 years ago when they achieved independence. Half of the nation is Muslim, and you probably know that from international news. The upper northeast states of Nigeria are Sharia law states. So when you hear about Boko Haram, remember the girls who were kidnapped in Nigeria a while back. That was in the upper northeast of Nigeria. And most of those girls have not been found and likely will not be found. Some of them are in the United States, the ones who escaped. They're here to get their education. The rest have most likely been sold into the sex slave trafficking industry and are dispersed throughout the world. That's a large financial industry for Boko Haram. The other half of the country, for the most part, claims to be Christian, but that's 98% word of faith. 5 of the 10 richest pastors in the world live in Nigeria, a country in which the average citizen lives on less than $2 a day. One of them is worth up to $150 million and has 3 private jets. So we've been traveling to Nigeria for the last 7 years, initially just to see what we could do, then beginning to do some pastors' conferences each year, but realizing that wasn't achieving a long-term goal we were hoping for. So we set up in a small village, a very poor village. We call it the Institute of Pastoral and Theological Training, to train men for ministry, either interested in ministry or already serving in churches. So went through a process to see where they're at and what they're interested in, interviewing each of them, and 2 years ago started training them. So we go once a year for 3 weeks. One of those weeks we spend training these men in a module format, so they'll have class for 40 hours for that week. And then the rest of the year they use Kindle Fire tablets that we've provided with all their reading and all their lectures, many of which have been provided to us from Reformed Baptist Seminary. So they have 7 to 8 classes they do throughout the year on a schedule. They listen to their lectures, read their books, do their assignments, and go to an internet cafe and email us their work to be graded. and then we go back the next year and go through their work with them and how they've done for that. So I'll speak more on that in a minute. We've also been involved in other things as a church. I've tried to bring other people with me to use skills they use at home to use on the mission field. So we've been involved in a farm, a hospital, an orphanage, various schools, and we've done some bush outreach to the Fulani Muslims, who's the largest nomadic Muslim people group in the world. As far as the teaching, I mentioned our tablets. Reformed Baptist Seminary's help. Pastor John Miller went with us last year and was able to help teach as well. Next year, we hope to have some graduates from our program. We started with 11 men. We booted two of them for plagiarizing, so we have 9. Hopefully, 4 or 5 of them will have completed everything to graduate next year. So we're really hoping to have a big celebration for that. As for other things I've done, the village we're involved in is called Egg Bay, but I was really interested to see what else was going on in the rest of the country. We're involved in the capital city of Abuja, Nigeria. We're working with a small group of about 20 there for a church plant. And we've made contact and have been very involved now with the only Reformed Baptist church we know of in the country is in Lagos, the largest city. I've been able to teach in their seminary and do some conferences with them. So we're involved in a village where there is no good church that we are very comfortable sending people to or partnering with, to a church plant. I'm also involved in a city called Port Harcourt. There's a church there that is in the process of reforming, and I was able to preach there this last year, and then a fully Reformed Baptist church in Lagos. So the whole spectrum in about 5 different cities. So we know people who are of the very rich. One of them is the nephew of the former president of the country, a good friend of mine. I actually got to do his wedding in Georgia a few months back. There's a very small middle class that we've been involved in, but mostly with the very poor. We've tried to continue to connect with Nigerians throughout the year, so we started the Nigerian Church History Project on Facebook. You can find that if you want to just know what missions has gone on through Nigeria through the years, and they're very interested in that, and through social media been able to keep up. Some of you guys actually have quite a following in Nigeria through the internet, and you didn't even know it. I got to write Brian Borgman an email and let him know that hundreds of Nigerians are listening to him online every week. I told them to listen to Robert Elliott and Robert Briggs, but they said they couldn't understand a word they said. So Jim Adams' work on decisional regeneration is distributed far and wide there. Many of the lectures from Bob Self have been listened to. So you guys have an influence there that you may have never known about. 2 minutes, okay. I just got back from Nigeria last Monday after being gone for 3 weeks, so my wife's very happy I'm here. I had 11 different flights, many hours on the road, visited 5 cities. We had 2 conferences in the 2 largest cities on worldliness, and I preached alongside some Reformed Baptist Nigerian pastors. A bunch of Q&A sessions. We're really trying to work through people moving from Pentecostalism, Word of Faith, to understanding the gospel and planting sound churches. So one other thing we've done in the village we've worked in, I just purchased land, 5 plots of land for $1,800. We plan on building some classrooms and a library and a housing place for us when we go there to continue teaching. We have 40 to 50 men who are interested in starting the program next year when we start a new class. Hopefully out of that we can find 15 of them that would be a good fit for what we want to do. So you could pray for that and the work there. If anyone's interested in Nigeria, teaching there, traveling to see what we're doing, I'm more than happy to let you know more about it. And we'll be sending out a report here soon so you can read more about it and see our video. And I guess that's it. I came in under time. Bueno.